Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 14. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. D.L. Moody, the famous Victorian preacher, once said, "There will be no peace in any soul until it is willing to obey the voice of God." The problem with the word obedience is that we're inclined to see it as restrictive. But think of how we look after our children and grandchildren. Time and again, we have to insist on obedience in order to keep the children safe and secure. When they want to dash across a road without looking, or to go out on a cold day without a coat, we'll ensure that they obey our requests. They may well grumble, but we're content with that, because we know that our words are loving and wise. When God tells us to obey his rules, the child in us will sometimes cry out, "But I want to do it my way." We want to follow our own selfish agenda. But God has a better way for us, and that's entirely found through obedience to him. When Jesus spoke to his disciples just before his crucifixion, he told them that they were like branches and that he was the vine. Only through being continually connected to the vine could they be fruitful, and that depended entirely upon obedience. He said, "When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I've told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you." The result of obeying God will inevitably be experiencing joy. At times we'll struggle with it, but obeying God is always the way to find life and to be able to pass it on to others too. So let me ask you a question. What will it mean for you to be obedient to God today? Now let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, forgive us that we still love to do things in our own way. Help us to discover the blessing and freedom of living in obedience to you. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.